Magic 105.7. Great book out called Seized, and we have Max with us, Max Hardberger. Max, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Is this John?
Yes, this is John.
All righty.
Welcome. Ben's real name, it sounds like
that. I like the way you said that. All righty. Yeah. You know what you do for a living? It's got to be one of the more dangerous jobs in the world, because in most cases, if you get caught doing what you're doing, you're going to end up in prison or dead.
Well, there are more dangerous jobs than, you know, crop dusting and so on. The danger I face is probably more likely the danger of going to jail. So, but there is that danger.
Yeah,
and if you went to jail, it would not be at one of the country club prisons.
It would not be club fed, no.
No.
Well, there's a thing in the back of it where you're trying to get a ship started and trying to get it out of there and saying, by the way, if we don't get this thing working, you end up in a Venezuelan prison somewhere. It's pretty much a death sentence, right?
Oh, yeah. A gringo in a Venezuelan prison is not going to survive very long.
All right, let's talk about what you do for a living. You're the kind of a guy they come to if a company has a ship that's been seized somehow, and it doesn't have to be the pirates we've been dealing with in Somalia. Have you worked in that area?
No, most of my work is in the Caribbean.
Okay.
Central and South America.
So these are Jimmy was questioning the difference between scoundrels and pirates. What's the difference?
Well, you know, traditionally a pirate is an armed boarder. Someone who takes a ship by armed boarding. The pirates I deal with, the term is more loosely used, but they're more effective because they get away with more and they rarely get caught. So the scoundrels are the people who are not necessarily out to seize a ship or to steal a ship, but the book covers a lot of different kinds of scams in which people steal money and other things as well as ships.
We're talking to Max Hardberger. The name of his book is Seized. Max, when you were a youngster and trying to decide what you were going to do in life, where did Repo Man of Stolen Ships, and how did that come up as a career path?
Well, I didn't start, of course, as a thing. I never thought that I'd become a repo man. But even from a very young age, I wanted to go to sea. And when I became a ship captain, I had an incident in which corrupt judge tried to seize my ship, and I hadn't thought about it in advance, but I just wasn't going to let that happen. So I stole the ship out of port, and you know, the word got around that there was a guy who was willing to do it, and so I guess that's how I fell into the career.
And the reputation has gotten bigger and bigger. You mentioned a judge and so on and so forth. In a lot of countries, for a small bribe along the way, people can take your ship away from you, right?
Yeah, that's a big problem, because there are international conventions that govern the reasons and the justifications for seizing ships in these ports. And in Haiti, for example, you can go to a justice of the peace who can't even read or write and have a $10 million ship seized. And then the only contest becomes who can pay the judge more money to win at the court fight.
Do they have to have some sort of a reason to seize a ship? I mean, what kind of things would the judge say, we're taking it because you did this? I mean, what kind of reasoning could they have? Or do they need one?
Usually you have some small matter that is used as a pretext.
Right.
Let's say, for example, the ship has bumped the dock and caused a few hundred dollars worth of damage, or you have some thousands of dollars worth of cargo damage. The water got into the cargo or something like that. Then what they'll do is they'll use that pretext to seize the entire ship, and then theoretically, the owner is supposed to get the difference between what it sells for and what's owed, but in practice, no owner will ever get a penny out of a foreign corrupt seizure. So, and sometimes, though, you'll have a situation like the Patrick M. in Seized, where the whole business from the very beginning was an out-and-out criminal attempt to steal the ship, to take the ship to a corrupt port where they had the judge bribed.
What was the port?
That was actually Puerto Cabello, Venezuela.
Talking to Max Hardberger here, author of Seized. Now, it says here you have to plan each job with the precision of military special ops, and it mentions you will resort to anything, including prostitutes and voodoo doctors.
Well, the answer is yes.
Okay. What have you used a prostitute? A voodoo, Haiti, I would assume, is a voodoo doctor idea, right?
Yeah, right. One time when I was a ship captain, I hired a voodoo doctor to come on my ship to keep thieves off, you know, let make people know that my ship had the powder put on it. And so when I had an extraction one time from that same area of Haiti, had to steal a ship out called the Maya Express, I had to control a certain area, and so I hired the same old guy to come to that area and have the locals see him putting the powder on this soccer field, and that did keep people away.
Well, if I ever see, take one of your ships, I hope you'll go with the prostitute route to get it back for me as opposed to the voodoo doctor.
You got to talk about Vladivostok for a second, because here in the far east coast of Russia, I've been above that, not actually in Vladivostok, but in the town above it. That's a pretty rough area, as a matter of fact, and big ships. And you were you had to go into Vladivostok, into that port, and pull a ship out of there?
No, actually what happened there is I went there to buy scrap ships.
Okay.
And when we got there, the ships that I was going to buy had been stolen by the Russian mafia. And so I and my associates got kind of tangled up with the Russian mafia there in Vladivostok, and we had to get out in a hurry. But I didn't extract any vessels from there.
Okay. When you do this, take me through how do they get to you? How do they come across you and say, I want you to go get this ship? How do they contact you? Are you well known in the business now that if somebody needs a ship seized, you're the one to go to?
Well, I was for a long time that was that way, but now I have a business called Vessel Extractions LLC, and I and my partner, Michael Bono, actually operate this as a business, and Michael does normal business promotions and so on. So, but also, it's also true that I'm kind of well known in the business as the guy you would call if you have to do this.
Okay, there's probably not a lot of people competing for that title, as a matter of fact. There's probably not too many people do what you do, I would assume.
I don't really know of anybody. There are some yacht repossessors and airplane repossessors.
Yeah, but
I don't know of anybody else who specializes in cargo ships or ships.
In a good year, Max, how many ships would you seize or repo?
Well, yeah, right. I would not be seizing them myself. I'd be repoing them.
How many a year?
Well, probably we probably get a dozen inquiries, a serious inquiries a year. But quite often we're able to resolve the matter without taking the most extreme measure, which obviously this is. And as far as having to go to the extreme, probably not more than once or maybe twice a year.
So you only work once or twice a year? That's a pretty good job.
Jim.
Hey.
Jim.
You just heard
this
man.
Is not once or twice a year.
He just said once or twice a year.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty neat.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's pretty neat. It's still pretty dangerous, as a matter of fact. Is there one particular one that was a case where you thought maybe this is it for me?
Well, there have been a couple like that.
Did you ever get arrested?
No, I never have been.
Really?
Happily. And
okay.
Hope I can continue that record.
Yeah, not
there was one moment in Haiti during the Maya Express extraction when I thought the ship that we were trying to pull out of there had gone aground. And this is in the middle of the revolution, and the roads were full of the bandits that had been let out of the jails. And I didn't know how I was going to... I was about 4 hours from Port-au-Prince, and I really had no idea. I was about to jump in the water and swim for shore and try to make my way over the mountain roads. But luckily, it turned out that the ship didn't actually go aground. And
it's a hell of a... They're making a movie about this, right? They're making a movie about what you do.
Yeah, there's a couple of production companies that have teamed up, and Lone Tree Entertainment and Point Blank Productions have they put it together, and they're the people who did the new movie The Way Back with Peter Weir's movie with Colin Farrell,
right,
and Harris. And they're putting they're calling it The Good Pirate, and they're putting the Hardburger movie together.
Johnny Depp,
yeah.
That's who should be Max.
Who do you want to play you, Max? Come on.
Well, somebody asked me the other day, and I told them I wanted Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Snakes on a repo.
Snakes on a repo? Yeah. Get these mother effing snakes off my repo.
Exactly.
All right, that would be interesting. I think it would make a really interesting movie, though, as a matter of fact. You talk about in the back of the book, there's a little sleeve thing here, that I'm trying to get an engine started to get it out of there, and it starts and it dies and it starts and it dies, and there's a point where, look, we could be in really serious trouble. How long is it going to take to get this going? 5 to 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes could be a lifetime, I would think.
Yeah, it was a lifetime. I remember that as if it were yesterday, and it was very scary.
Yeah, and that was the one where you thought you could end up in a Venezuelan prison.
Exactly.
Yeah. What would you say, just a real quick question, about the people in Somalia and the pirates that are working there? Any advice for the people going through that kind of an area?
Yeah. Carry experienced men who know the weapons, who know how to use the weapons they're carrying.
Okay.
That's so, the only thing that makes any sense. All of this stuff about audio repelling and, you know, there's only one thing that works, and that's armed resistance.
And they didn't want to do that for a long time for fearing it would escalate it, but somebody's got to stop these people somehow, and that would seem to be the only way to successfully do it.
Absolutely. And these guys, they all know each other. They watch cable TV all sitting around the warlord's palace. They know when things are going to go against them. They know that when the ships start arming themselves, that their business is pretty much over.
Really? That's interesting. All right. The book is called Seas. Really a fascinating job, as a matter of fact. Max, good to talk to you this morning. Are you in New Orleans this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you with us. I hope you'll buy the book, folks. It's called Seas, The Sea Captain's Adventures, and look for the movie The Good Pirate when it comes out. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
WMJI Magic 105.7.
Once a year, man.
It's not once a year. It's once or maybe twice a year.
All right. Twice
the planning could take 6 months. I mean, this takes a lot of work.